Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When we read in the Scriptures, "But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." We are then caused to desire to know what this path is, and who among men can be called just. We are already well acquainted with the way of the wicked, having been born under the curse of the law and delighting to rebel against the righteous king since the first day that we drew breath. The psalmist asked this very question and answered it quite plainly. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The man of religion looks at this verse and sets about to cleanse himself and develop the necessary attributes which will give him an entrance there. Yet the Scriptures are quite clear that there is only one man who has ever fulfilled these requirements. It is he who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Or as Peter described him, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. The only righteousness which is acceptable in the courts of heaven is a perfect and unadulterated righteousness, in which there is no mixture of error or even the slightest hint of self-promotion and glory. Being made aware of our sin, we would be drowned in self-loathing and despair, except we have been given ears to hear a most joyful sound, which rings throughout the earth and ministers light to those who sit in darkness. This sound is the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. This clarion call rings across hill and dale, and the sheep of the Lord's pasture are enabled to hear it when he is pleased to call each one by name. The gospel declares both the origin and the extent of that righteousness and redemption which is secured for the sons of God by and in Jesus Christ. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. This is the path of the just, which Paul testifies of, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Jesus Christ alone is the just one. No other man born of a woman can claim this standing. Christ alone has fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law. He alone has clean hands. He alone went about doing good each day of his life. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Jesus Christ alone has a pure heart. As Peter said, neither was guile found in his mouth. We are exhorted to love one another with a pure heart fervently. He is the only man who has ever done that perfectly. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus Christ alone has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. He came into the world with one purpose in mind, which was to do his Father's will. He declared, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. He sought no approval from men. Jesus Christ alone has not sworn deceitfully. What he has said, he will do. The strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Lord weighs the path of the just. No other path is worthy of his consideration, nor shall any be received who are not found in that path. How foolish is the man who shall seek to come into the presence of God through any other way. Even as our Lord testified, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Do you go about to establish your own righteousness, or are you in this path which he alone has trodden?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.